The next patient is Laura Kirby. The last name is K-I-R-B, like in boy, Y. The first name, Laura, L-A-U-R-A. This is the clinical case of a 43-year-old white female with a past medical history of type 1 diabetes, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction that is between 30 and 35%, status post AICD implantation, chronic systolic heart failure, and chronic kidney disease that has been stage 4. Period. The patient got decompensated because of infection in the fifth and fourth toes of the right foot. There was also evidence of plantar ulcer that required the admission to the hospital and administration of antibiotics. The kidney function deteriorated and the patient was placed on renal replacement therapy, hemodialysis, for a period of time. The patient has recovered the kidney function and was able to be off dialysis. However, we have noticed that there is a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. And because of the combination of the cardiomyopathy and the diabetic kidney disease, this patient is going to need renal replacement therapy. Evaluation by home therapies was done, and the patient is a good candidate for peritoneal dialysis. And for that reason, the patient is going to undergo surgery for a placement of a peritoneal catheter period. In the past medical history, the diagnosis of esophageal reflux disease, chronic congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus type 1, cardiomyopathy with placement of an AICD, arterial hypertension that has been under control, neuropathy, and hypothyroidism. In the review system, the patient denies the presence of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the pulmonary, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU is unremarkable. Musculoskeletal is with decreased peripheral pulses, no evidence of significant PT and edema, in the physical examination we have a patient that is alert oriented, in no distress. In The blood pressure is 110 over 60. The respiratory rate is 18. The pulse is 85. The temperature is 97.8. The saturation of oxygen is 93%. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes pale, conjunctiva normal, sclera. The mouth well populated, tongue nerve, and pharyngeal infection. The neck is open, jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. There is AICD in the left infraclavicular area. The abdomen is soft, depressible, without rebound or guardian. The genitalia is with normal limits for the patient's age and sex. Extremities with faint pulses, no evidence of edema. Neurological, no lateralization signs or pathological reflexes. Impression. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4 going to stage 5. Related to diabetic nephropathy and cardiorenal syndrome. Number two, anemia related to CKD. Number three, type 1 diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. Number four, coronary artery disease. Status post myocardial infarction, status post PCIs. Following number. Arterial hypertension under control, following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Planned surgery for peritoneal dialysis catheter implantation.